Medford School Superintendent Pat Sullivan talks about breakfast and lunch deliveries. How's it going, Pat?
Well, I'd say it's going great. We have 9 routes, which means we have 9 vehicles that we load up every morning. And we load up, right now, probably close to 800 bags of breakfast and 800 bags of lunch in those 9 different routes. And then we head out probably about 8:30. We got a couple of them that are 65, 66 miles from, start to finish. And then there's one as small as 13 miles, that one probably has the most stops. That one is just in the city of Medford. We've got that many families that have signed up to receive a free breakfast and a free lunch. And what we do is we deliver the lunch, for the day, and the breakfast is for the next morning. And that might not be how it works in the household, but that's our plan. And then we have another 120 bags of breakfast and 120 bags of lunch that are picked up either at the Stetsonville school, the high school, or the middle school. So, again, it's going great. And if more people would like to utilize that, you just have to, be in the district and be under the age of be 18 or younger. And this is a free breakfast and a free lunch.
And then you have online learning for the kids. How is that going? Are you able to tell how many kids are actually doing this?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's real easy, at the elementary level, and there might not be as much online learning at the elementary level, but the teachers are in contact because, a first grade teacher might have 15 to 20 kids, and they've reached out and talked to the parents and/or the kids, and some of that is online, but a lot of it too at that age is sending home some packets, some work for the kids to do, and then as they get older, and the teachers in the middle school and high school do more of the online learning. Not that it doesn't happen at all in the elementary, because some teachers are doing that, and some families are able to maybe be home a little more with their kids at that age and help facilitate that. So we're really offering whatever works for a family. Our biggest goal here is to not make this any more stressful a time, by offering only online or only learning packets. Because as we know in this area, a lot of families don't have internet. And those that do, a lot of us that do, the internet isn't real good. So then you compound that with all of a sudden you got maybe mom and dad working from home, or one of them working from home, and if you have more than one child, your brothers and sisters are also trying to do their schoolwork, and if everybody is doing that online at the same time, you can understand where that's going to be an issue in that household. And so, again, that's why we're being real flexible, working with families and seeing, what works best for them.
It's almost like waiting for the bathroom to get dressed in the morning to go to work or school.
Yeah, that's a good reference. A lot of the kids maybe don't have that like we all did when we were younger. There's more bathrooms in houses now. But then when you look at this internet issue when everybody's at home all wanting to be on it at the same time, I think around the area, around the state, the country, we're starting to see, a lot of problems with that.
What does graduation ceremonies look like? Is that still an option, or is that completely off the table?
Well, I can't say it's off the table because the order to shut down right now is only, till the end of April. So we don't know if we're going to be back to school. Administratively, we meet every day, and we do it in satellite, every administrator is in their building, and I'm in the district office, and that's how we're meeting to, again, keep social distancing. But we talk about things, like that does come up. And at this point, a lot of our answers on questions like that are the same. We just don't know at this point. We'll wait and see. We're hopeful we can still have a graduation ceremony.
Even if you don't go back to school at all, is there still a possibility of having the ceremony?
I would say there is still a possibility of having the ceremony. And again, that will have a lot to do with where are we with large groups of people being able to gather in one place. And we, you know, again, when I say we've discussed it, so we've looked at, well, if they don't allow the crowds, maybe they allow the ceremony to take place, and it's done virtually. So maybe people have to sit at home and watch it. Those are things we talk about because, you know, that's what the world is right now.
Medford Schools Superintendent Pat Sullivan calling from home early Wednesday morning before helping to deliver the meals.